Tom, could you please put the list of statements on the screen? Now, I'd like you to tell me which of those statements make sense and which are nonsense. And we'll start at the top. E equals MC square. What do you think about that? Sense or nonsense? Sense. Why is that? Well, it looks nonsense, doesn't it? But it's really part of Einstein's theory of relativity. 2 plus 2 equals 5. That's nonsense. Quite right, Debbie, yes. 4 times 4 equals 16. That's sense. Thank you again, Debbie, yes. 5 minus 3 equals 7. Total silence. Have I baffled you? That's nonsense, right. What about the letters on the next line? Is that sense or nonsense? You think it's nonsense, Debbie. Do the rest of you agree with Debbie? It is a code, Marion, yes. You can't tell us what it was, but you've got halfway there. It looks nonsense, doesn't it? But in fact, it's a code for sense or nonsense. The T is an S, the F is an E, the O is an N. In other words, with letters of the alphabet, B equals A, C equals B, and so on. And then if you work it through, that spells sense or nonsense. So it looks like nonsense, but in fact, that's sense. 'Twas brillig and the slithy toves. Correct, Glenys. It's Lewis Carroll. It's from a nonsense poem by Lewis Carroll. It seems to make sense, but in fact it's utter nonsense, isn't it? How about 101 plus 110 equals 11? Sense or nonsense? Sorry, can't hear you. Nonsense. Well, yes and no. It's nonsense in Arabic numbers, but it makes sense in binary numbers. All dogs are animals, therefore all animals are dogs. Nonsense. Right. It does look logical, doesn't it? But when you think about it, it is nonsense. Yeah. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. That makes sense. Yes. Yeah. I mean, taken literally, it's nonsense, isn't it? But taken as a proverb, it really makes good sense. It's true. Now, what about the next line? Sense or nonsense? You're right, Marion. Yes, it's a different language and it's Greek. So, sense or nonsense? You think it makes sense? Well, it does, because it means, yet we proclaim Christ crucified. He is not here, he has risen. Sense, yes. Many people would say that's nonsense, but as Christians, we say that is true. So, thank you for your help with those statements. And as we think about all the statements, we've seen that some were nonsense, some looked like nonsense, but in fact made perfect sense. Some looked sensible, but were really nonsense. And others, of course, clearly made sense. But what it shows us is that sometimes it's a little bit difficult to differentiate between what's sense and what's nonsense. On Easter Day, the women went to Jesus' tomb and they found it empty. And they were told that Jesus had risen. And so they went to tell this news to the disciples. And we are told the story appeared to them to be nonsense. And they would not believe. It's not that they didn't want to believe, but they thought it's too good to be true. And those disciples wouldn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead until they saw the risen Lord for themselves. Now, some people will say that Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, and they say the resurrection just didn't happen. And we can't prove them to be wrong, but also they can't prove that they are right. You see, the only way that we know that Jesus was risen from the dead is if we experience the risen Lord in our lives. And then if we have a personal experience of the risen Lord, we'll know the truth of the resurrection and we'll have a faith that makes sense of life. Thank you for your help with that all-age talk.